Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Our nose for science-based news was aroused last week when we got a whiff of an unusually aromatic story. It appears that, just in time for the holidays, a company in Seattle has created an alluring bacon-scented shaving cream. While it might seem a bit odd, bacon is a favorite of the season. The shaving cream joins a long list of products on the market including bacon toothpaste, bacon-flavored candy canes, bacon colognes and perfumes, and yes, even bacon-scented ice cream. We're not quite sure what to make of this fad, but it did get us thinking about what scientists are doing to make sense of the scents in our lives. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about why bag-in-box wine drinkers should chill out, how scientists sniffed out the elusive aroma behind the king of fruits, and finally, in an unrelated story, how a new tool could help scientists do a better job of explaining climate science. To connoisseurs, there's nothing like that first whiff of a delectable wine. Held to the nose, the fruity, floral, and other aromas can be breathtaking. But then, there are the occasional disappointments. The wines that smell like rotten eggs, wet newspapers, or perhaps burnt marshmallows. Unfortunately, the difference between a decent wine and a dud is often just a matter of few degrees, particularly when it comes in a box. Scientists in California, the nation's top wine-producing state, report that bag-in-box wines are more likely than their bottled counterparts to develop unpleasant flavors, aromas, and colors when stored at warm temperatures. They say this finding reinforces the importance of storing these popular economical vintages at cool temperatures. Their study appears in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, a weekly ACS publication. Helen A. Hopfer and colleagues explain that compounds in wine react with oxygen in the air to change the way the wine looks, tastes, and smells. These reactions speed up with increasing temperature. Many winemakers are moving away from glass bottles sealed with a natural cork stopper. Instead, they're using synthetic corks, screw caps, or wine in a plastic bag inside a cardboard box. Hopfer wanted to find out how this switch might affect the taste and aroma of wine under different storage conditions. Using chemical analysis and a panel of trained testers, the researchers studied how storage at various temperatures affected unoaked California Chardonnay stored for 3 months in different wine packaging types. These included natural and synthetic corks, screw caps, and two kinds of bag-in-box containers. Storage temperatures had the biggest impact on all of the wines. Bag wines stored at 68 and 104 degrees Fahrenheit aged significantly faster than their bottled counterparts, becoming darker and developing some vinegar notes. All of the wines that were tested aged better when stored at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Skunks stink, or more precisely, the spray they use to defend themselves reeks. It's so bad that even skunks appear to dislike this odor. Yet, according to National Public Radio science reporter and author Joe Palka, there are some who actually like the smell. And some of those people not only like the smell, they actually study it. These scientists, known as mephitologists, are determined to expose the underlying chemistry of this stench and why most of us abhor it. If they ever figure it out, another pungent challenge awaits: the world's foulest-smelling food. In Southeast Asia, durians are revered as the king of fruits. But elsewhere in the world, this tropical fruit is reviled because of its unpleasant smell. So why does it smell so bad? Well, scientists in Germany say they have uncovered several new substances that contribute to what they kindly call the durian's unique aroma signature. Their report appears in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. Martin Steinhaus and colleagues explain that durian has a creamy, yellowish flesh that can be eaten fresh or used in cakes, ice creams, and other foods. It's available in Asian food shops in the United States and elsewhere. Some people relish the durian smell. Many others regard it as nauseating, like rotten onions. Past research identified almost 200 volatile substances in durian. However, it remained unclear which of those make a contribution to the characteristic durian smell. Steinhaus pinpointed 41 highly odor-active compounds within the fruit. Of these, 24 had not been identified in durian before. Among the most prominent were substances associated with fruity, sweet, sulfurous, and oniony smells. The oniony-smelling odorants belong to a compound class that had rarely been found in foods before. Steinhaus says four of the newly discovered chemical compounds were previously unknown to science. We end this week with news that you can use. What is the greenhouse effect? How can it affect oceans and ice? Explaining climate concepts to a confused and anxious public isn't always easy. But a new, web-based resource developed by the American Chemical Society could help. The American Chemical Society Climate Science Toolkit provides ACS members and others with information and resources essential to discussing global climate change and the science behind it. In particular, the toolkit addresses greenhouse gases, how the Earth's heating mechanism works, how the vibrational energy from molecules changed into translational kinetic energy, and other vital topics. The toolkit also provides a package of climate science narratives that can be adapted and personalized when scientists have the opportunity to speak about climate science to other audiences. Those may include students, school teachers, college and university faculty, industrial scientists, business leaders, civic and religious leaders, professional science and educational organizations, or elected public officials at all levels and in all branches of the government. ACS President Bassam Shakashiri was the driving force behind the ACS Climate Science Toolkit. Shakashiri says he and his working group developed the toolkit because climate change affects everyone and everything on Earth. He believes it is one of the greatest global challenges of the early 21st century. The toolkit is available at www.acs.org/climate science. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access this week's Press Pack, December 5th, 2012, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.